The fair kicked off with an endeavor which brought together academics, authors, booksellers and publishers who were exploring ways of promoting a good reading culture in Zimbabwe, as well as creating synergies in publishing and marketing books. The endeavor heard that new technologies such as the internet had disrupted ways through which publishers and booksellers conducted their businesses, and there was now need for authors to harness new technologies to their advantage. Author and bookseller Milton Kamwenda said everyone in the book industry must explore fresh ways of remaining relevant in this age of new technologies.
Piracy is not just piracy. Piracy is a theft. You are stealing from the author, you are stealing from the market, and you are stealing from the industry and stealing from the economy. So any work of art, any work of production, any work of an author, so long as it is not rewarded in a just and an equitable manner, that kills the economy.
He said book piracy is seriously affecting all in the book industry and must be stopped. But College Press Samuel Ndanga said while new technologies had affected the books industry, schools were still buying books from authorized dealers.
As publishers, our main market is the schools market. And usually, because of the nature of the exams and the like, they rely more on the textbooks because they are written to the current syllabus. When you go onto the internet, it's more general, yes, for additional information.
ZIBF Director Obey Vute said, despite the economic hardships, the book fair had taken off well and attendance was pleasing.
Whatever is being discussed here is to make sure we reshape the agenda going forward for the book industry. If you look at the topics at ZIBF in about 2015 this year, very engaging. And most of them are forward-looking. The idea is that we don't want to preoccupy ourselves with what is happening right now, because a book is something, is a product that can last time. A product is one that brings knowledge, which means basically our theme for this year is basically to highlight that you cannot grow an economy without knowledge.
The endeavor continue tomorrow when delegates will look at various topics such as book piracy prevention methods, copyright law and safeguarding intellectual property and digital publishing, among other issues. Exhibition of books and other material will start on Wednesday at the Harare Gardens. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.